I know you've associated with a lot of very prestigious scientists around the world. You've actually been listed as one of the top 10 most quoted scientists in the entire world. What do you feel about your association with Dr. Wallach? Tell us a little bit about how you met him and how you feel about some of the research that he has done.
Well, you know, Joel Wallach became known to me from the press in 1978 when he announced that he discovered the first animal model of cystic fibrosis in a rhesus monkey. And that was a wonderful achievement, because cystic fibrosis is quite common in the human population. And, you know, people say, yes, when they really don't know what something is caused by, they say it's genetic, right? And to this day, we haven't really gotten a handle on cystic fibrosis, because we didn't have an animal model to create conditions related to cystic fibrosis, which involves, by the way, pancreatic atrophy. It was Dr. Joel Wallach who actually developed a rhesus monkey model of cystic fibrosis. And when he announced this, he said that this discovery is relevant to human cystic fibrosis. And some of the old hands in cystic fibrosis research said, what? How can he possibly say that selenium and vitamin E deficiency would be causing cystic fibrosis? Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. There's nothing you can do about it. And poor Dr. Wallach lost his job at the Yerkes Primate Research Center. And when I read this in the American press, I got so furious. And I thought to myself, this is so terrible that someone is being fired for proposing something, for voicing an idea, which in this case was even supported by an experiment. At that time, I was organizing an international conference at the University of California, and I invited Dr. Wallach to give a talk, and I still remember we invited really the cream of the crop of trace element research in the world. It was 1979, and Dr. Wallach gave an extremely well-received lecture on his theory of cystic fibrosis. And this helped him greatly, in fact, to overcome the stigma of having been, you know, openly dismissed. And since then, we became the best of friends, and it's a wonderful collaboration that has developed. So 25 years of happy friendship, really. And if you add now my previous interest in colloidal minerals and work, it makes it almost an unbelievable coincidence that the two of us have met. Somehow we were placed together to work together, and if I use a strong word, for the benefit of man.